I'm here at the energy model. Let's start where you just were, in the cabin. When wind hits the rotor blades of a wind turbine, the rotor starts to turn. This converts energy from the wind into kinetic energy. And this kickstarts the generator inside the cabin, which converts the mechanical energy into electrical energy. To make the best use of wind energy, cabins always turn in the direction of the wind. The windier it is, the more energy is transferred to the rotors, meaning more power is produced. As with photovoltaic systems, alignment plays an important role. You can try this for yourself.
I bet the size of the turbine is also important, right?
The bigger a wind turbine, the more electricity it can produce. This is why newer designs tend to be bigger and taller. The current largest turbine is 280 meters high. That's nearly as tall as the Eiffel Tower.
They are huge. Do they manage to fill the winter power gap?
In Europe, two-thirds of all wind power is generated between October and March, precisely when the strongest winds blow.
And what about worldwide?
Wind power has enormous potential. According to various studies, we still only use less than 1% of the total wind potential globally. Wind's potential in Switzerland is also much higher than previously thought. In theory, wind power could produce twice as much energy as is generated by a nuclear power plant.
Are there any other sustainable energy sources?
Yes, hydropower. This is where Switzerland plays a world-leading role. I'll show you now. Come on, let's head down to dive deeper into the topic of water.